Oink Yeah, the Three Little Pigs remix. Corey the Talented Blind Guy invites you to step into his world. That's right, I'm Corey, I'm talented, and I'm blind. You see, this ain't your mama's fairy tale. These three little pigs have had their script flipped, fractured, and ripped into a whole different musical fairy tale adventure. Oink Yeah, the Three Little Pigs remix. Check it out. Once upon a time in fairy tale land, not too far from old MacDonald's farm, there once lived a poor widow pig and her three teenage piglets. The first piglet loved that country western, while the second piglet really dug the blues, and the third piglet really loved that crazy jazz, man. The three piglets loved music, but they hated to do any work. One day, when their poor, tired mother came home, she found the house was a mess. Oh, look at this place. It's a pigsty. You would think I raised three animals around here. You hardly ever help out around the house. All you do is sit around bebopping to that noise you call music all day. Sorry, Ma.
Yeah, sorry, Ma.
Hey, sorry, Ma.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Mom. Is that all you three can say? You are too old to be hanging out around your mother's house.
You don't see Mother Duck's children still around the nest. Mother Hen, she put her chicks out as soon as their feathers turned white.
You're right, Ma.
Yeah, you're right, Ma.
Hey, you're right, Mama.
I know I'm right, and you three can cop attitudes all you want, but your freeloading ride stops here. Get your sister's bag. It's time for you to go out into the world on your own.
And with that, Mother Pig began to pack the children up to put them out. And as she packed, she said,
when I was a young sow, I used to dream of a happy family with a husband and kids. But now I'm a widow, left all alone to raise three little lazy pigs.
Time to get up on these three little lazy pigs. I'm calling your bluff, gonna pack up your stuff, you three little lazy pigs.
But Ma, what in the name of potatoes do you want us to do?
Yeah, we were born to make music, jazz, country, and the blues.
You want us to be like Foghorn Leghorn or Donald Duck, big television acts, but that's for the birds.
Yeah, man.
Yup, straight up, wiggity 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 wag.
Care what you do, that's up to you, my three little lazy pigs. I paid my dues and now I'm through, you three little lazy pigs.
But we'll help if we whine, don't waste your time.
How about if we beg?
You'll just be pulling my leg.
But what if we cry, throw a tantrum, a pout?
Nah, man.
But Ma,
get out. But Ma,
get out. Hey, Mama, get out!
No piles of dishes, no clothes on the floor for these three little lazy pigs. Up, two, three, four, march out my door, you three little lazy pigs. Up, two, three, four, march out my door, you three little lazy pigs. Up, two, three, four, march out my door, you three little lazy pigs.
The three little pigs gathered their few belongings and left their mother's home. They didn't know what to do. They had never been on their own. But they knew winter was coming and they had to have a place to live. The three pigs searched high and low, all around old MacDonald's farm, trying to find things that they could build their new homes with. As they searched, the country pig came across the barn, and when she went inside, she saw wise Mr. Cow chewing his cuds.
Hey, little pig, what you doing?
Well, I have to find somewhere to live because my mama told me it was time to be on my own. I'm trying to build myself a house, but I don't have any idea where to start.
Mr. Cow looked around the barn, when suddenly an idea came to him.
Hey, 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 why don't you use some of this hay? It's awful warm and there's lots of it around, and it's easy to work with. You'll be able to build your house and move in before the winter sets in.
The country pig thought this was a great idea. She remembered how toasty and warm and soft her bed of straw was at home. Surely a whole house made out of straw would be even more comfortable. So she grabbed some bags from the barn wall and began to stuff them with hay. And as she worked, she sang.
Well, I'm a country little pig with a yee-haw. I'm gonna hit the hay, woo-hoo, hay is for horses, so I've heard, and straw makes a perfect nest for a bird with a shake, a wiggle, and a country jig. Hey, I make a house for this little pig, yee-haw!
Straw and hay would be a perfect home for the country little pig, but when the blues pig heard his sister's plan, he thought,
straw will sure make a nice house, I bet. But we'll see where she lives when all that straw gets wet.
So he searched the barn high and low to find something that would keep out the rain of the harsh fairy tale winter season. As he walked around the back of the barn, he saw a pile of sticks that old MacDonald used for kindling wood. The sticks were long and sturdy, and surely they would hold back all the rain. So the blues pig found some rope and tied bundles of sticks together. And as he worked, he sang.
My mama threw me out. That left me in a fix. I ain't got no money. I'm gonna build my house out of sticks. I got the blues. I got the pitiful stick house blues. I'm too old to live at home. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm a poor little piggy. But the pitiful little stick house blues.
When the jazz pig saw his sister walking with her load of hay and his brother carrying loads of sticks behind her, he shook his head in disbelief.
Now those two know that straw and sticks won't stand up to rain and wind. And before this cold winter is over, we'll be living together again.
So he decided to use something much stronger than straw and sticks to build his home. He found a pile of bricks not too far from where old MacDonald had been building a new shed and offered to pay the farmer what little money he had. Once he gathered his load of bricks into the wheelbarrow, he began to sing.
Hey man, dig this. Roses are red and violets are blue. My dear sweet mother bid us all adieu.
She took us by our piggy hooves and said, be afraid of the big bad wolf. Instead of building my house from straw and sticks, I'm gonna build my house out of bricks.
The three pigs were all living in their new homes, and they thought they were safe, until along came the big, bad wolf.
The winter's here, the air is cold, and my stomach is starting to growl. If I don't find food soon, so as I got a bushy tail, they'll chase me out of my den and I won't be the alpha male. Maybe I'll hunt down Peter Rabbit or one of old McDonald's cows. I don't care what it is, long as I bring home some chow. Hey, I'll sneak into the pasture and still want a bo-peep sheep. If I don't find food soon, my wife won't let me get any sleep. Oh, please have mercy on me as I head on out the door. Hope I don't meet old McDonald and his long black 44.
The wolf gathered his coat and his hat, and out the door he went on the prowl for food. All the rabbits were in their holes, the chickens were in their coops. He thought about going to Little Red Riding Hood's house, but he saw the woodsman there, and he did not want the woodsman to put the V end on his story yet. So he kept on searching until finally he came to the three pigs. The big bad wolf walked up to the first little pig's house and said,
little pig in the straw house, let me come in.
Shucks, no, Mr. Wolf, you ain't my friend. You won't get the hairs off of my chinny-chin-chin,
And so the wolf huffed and puffed and blew the little pig's house in. The little pig ran down the road, lickety-split, until she got to her brother's house, made out of sticks.
Brother dear, please let me inside. The big bad wolf, he's out to skin my hat.
The little pig opened the window to his stick house and looked out.
You better shift your gears in the turbo blast, 'cause I'ma open this door for you, but then I'm gonna shut it real fast.
The pig opened the door to his stick house. His sister ran inside, and they slammed the door shut. The two pigs were hiding in the stick house, and they thought they were safe, until along came the big, bad wolf.
Little pigs in the stick house, let me come in.
Wolf, you can howl, and a wolf, you can grin, but you won't get the hairs off of my chinny chin 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 chin.
And so the wolf huffed and puffed and blew the little pig's stick house down. The little pigs ran down the road, lickety-split, until they got to their brother's house, made out of bricks.
Hey, over here.
Brother dear, please let us inside.
Yeah, man. The big bad wolf is after both of our hides.
The pig opened the door to his brick house. His brother and sister ran inside, and they slammed the door shut. The third pig put a kettle of water on the fireplace to boil to make some soothing chamomile tea.
That's when along came the big bad wolf. Little pigs in the brick house, let me come in.
Yo, dog, I heard how you blew my brother and sister's house in, but you won't get the hairs off of our chitty chin chins.
That's right, now get.
That's a fact, Jack. Go ahead, hit the bricks and split. Ah!
The big bad wolf pounded on the door angrily.
Look, I'm tired of chasing you pigs around town all day. I'm hungry. My kids are hungry. And my wife, she's mad and hungry. I want to dine on some swine. I want some pork on my fork. Now, one of you guys could come out and give yourselves up, or we could go on and on with this blowing down house business. What's it gonna be? I'm gonna count to five, and if one of you doesn't come out, down comes the house. One, two, three, four, five.
And so the wolf huffed and puffed and blew, but the house did not fall because it was made from bricks. So the wolf huffed bigger and puffed bigger and blew even harder, but the house did not fall because it was made out of bricks. So the wolf huffed and puffed and puffed and huffed and huffed and puffed and puffed and huffed and puffed and puffed and huffed until he passed out. When the wolf came to his senses and saw that he could not blow the brick house down, he realized he had to go home to face his wife. Mama Wolf was not happy. She and the pups had not eaten in over a week, and their stomachs were growling louder than the winter wind.
Out of all the wolves in the pack, I had to choose you, the laziest bum on earth. My daddy said you weren't no good, and look at you, you're proving him right. I had Buck and White Fang fighting over me. Huh, I knew I should have answered the call a little while.
Now listen, Wolf Mama, I tried to get to these, but they got away. I promise I did try. I tried my best. No, listen. I'm tired of your excuses. I don't want to hear it.
A she-wolf has pride, and I sure hate to beg when I'm hungry. But this family's standing on its left leg, we're so hungry. This is no lie. I can't stand hearing my hungry pups cry. How can you better look your family in the eye when they're hungry?
What else can I do when my wolf pack needs food and we're hungry? I've been out hunting all day and caught nothing, we're hungry. The fridge shelves are bare and the freezer is low. She buried some bones 'cause we're hungry.
I tried to call her, but she was not home. We're hungry.
Did your brother-in-law pick up the telephone?
He said stop calling and leave them alone. Told me to tell you take care of your own if you're hungry.
Baby, I'll buy some food. You just gotta believe though you're hungry.
All doom and gloom. It will be if you don't catch one of those three pigs soon. Come home empty handed, I'll feed you this broom. We're hungry. No food. Not one morsel. Not even a chicken wing. I mean nothing.
Knowing that he had a family to feed or an angry wife to face, the big bad wolf found a ladder and ran back to the brick house. He climbed up to the top, and he was so angry that he did not check the chimney for smoke.
I'm gonna get y'all, just wait and see. There's gonna be bacon and ham and pork chops for me and my family.
And the big bad wolf jumped into the chimney, and as he fell, he felt the heat, and he smelled the smoke. Uh-oh. And he ran off into the fairy tale land woods and never bothered the three pigs again. With the wolf gone, the pigs could finally breathe a sigh of relief.
Hoo-wee! That was the ding-dangest humdinger of a barn burner I ever been in. Did you think that big bay wolf was coming back?
Nope. With his rump roasted and his seat singed, I don't think that wolf's coming back again, but our problem is bigger than that, 'cause both of our houses are gone. I guess we better call Mama and see if we can come back home.
Scratch that, little bro. You two can move in here with me. I got plenty of room, and with the three of us living together, we can finally get to crack-a-lackin' on this new project I've been working on.
What you got going on, big brother?
Yeah, man. What's the plan? Don't hide it, divide it. Don't spare it, share it.
Check this out. I was playing around with this new program I got on my computer, and I plugged in some of our music, and I blended down some of the tracks and mixed together some of our vocals and came up with this banging new sound.
Country Western? Blues and jazz? That sounds like a big old racket to me. What's so banging about that?
Yeah, man, this I gotta see. What we gonna call this new sound? Blazzardry?
Go ahead and crack jokes now, but we'll see who'll be laughing when we raking in all this dough. Step into my studio and let's work this out.
The three pigs went to work in the brick house, where they found that blending a little country western with a little bit of blues and jazz equaled a whole lot of funky hip-hopping music. By the end of the fairy tale land winter season, they had released their first album, and it was a smash hit. They then went on a whirlwind musical tour, performing all across the fairy tale nation, even on some of the hottest TV shows.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard another edition of the Funk Freighter, Fairy Tale Land's only music TV show. I'm your ship's captain, Disco Dog. The coolest captain to cruise the seven seas with jazz, funk, rhythm, and blues. My musical guests tonight are a rags-to-riches story. This trio of siblings were broke and living together when they found that blending a little bit of blues, jazz, and country led to some pretty funky music. They decided to blend their musical talents together, and they became the first hip-hop act in all fairytale land. All hands on deck, and all passengers aboard the Funk Freighter, hold on tight, because this ship's really about to rock with pork bellies tonight.
Yo, 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 I'm Hammaster J, here's my sow Lawrence Swill, and my homeboy Buster Swine. We're here to rock this rhyme, so y'all catch the beat and get in time.
When I say hey, then you say ho, hey,
ho,
hey.
Ho.
When I say yeah, then you say yo, yeah,
yo,
yeah.
Yo.
When I say hip, then you say hop, hip,
hop,
hip.
Hop.
When I say pork, then you say chop, pork,
chop,
pork,
chop.
And throw a hoof, paw, wing in the air,
yo,
and
yo,
wave it like
yo,
I just don't
yo,
care.
Yo,
and if you're ready
yo,
for
yo,
to hammer
yo,
it up, let me hear you
yo,
say oink,
yo,
yeah,
oink, yeah.
And you don't stop. Pork bellies, let's kick it.
Yes, I am Piggy number one. That big bad wolf had me on the run. I was chilling in my house made out of straw when the big bad wolf blew it down, y'all.
I am Piggy number two. I knew what the big bad wolf could do. I said, wolf, go back to your side of town. The wolf said, no, baby, and blew my house down.
I am Piggy number three. My brother and my sister came running to me. The house wasn't made of straw, it wasn't made of sticks. The house was built out of real strong bricks. The wolf huffed and puffed, and he huffed and puffed and blew again, but he couldn't get in. So he climbed up the chimney and took a bad fall into a hot pot of water where he got a bad scar.
Yeah! Hey, yo, yo, DJ, drop that beat. Hey, yo, BB, come show them what you're working with on the remix. Oh.
Yes, I am the big bad wolf, and I used to have three little piggies shook. Until one day I tried to chase them around town when I blew the straw in the stick house down. They ran to the brother's house, it was really well fixed, built out of real strong bricks. I huffed, I puffed, and I puffed and huffed, but no matter how I blew, I couldn't blow hard enough. But being the big bad wolf that I am, I was bent on getting me some hair. So I jumped in the chimney into water I fell, that boiled all the fur right off my tail.
He ran into the woods with a howling prance.
It turned out to be a real fly break dance. He's the big bad wolf in your neighborhood. Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good.
The wolf got cooked, our nerves aren't shook. No, we're not afraid of the big bad wolf.
We're not afraid of the big bad wolf, the big bad wolf, the big bad wolf.
That's it
we're
for this voyage. Join us again next week for another musical adventure. Until next time, remember, if you ain't got enough funk packed in your trunk, then your ship's already sunk, baby. Peace, land lovers.
And that's how the three little pigs brought hip-hop to fairytale land.
What? The three pigs brought hip-hop to fairytale land? Hush your mouth. They don't give me credit for nothing. Hip-hop wouldn't be here if it wasn't for funk. And funk wouldn't be here if it wasn't for soul. And soul would not be here if it was not for rock and roll. And I, the Boogie Woogie Bear, am the father of rock and roll. Listen. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Tell a McDonald what's been going on. How three little pigs been tearing up the farm. Our piggies. Yes, piggies. Three piggies rocking in the barn tonight. Little Miss Muffet and Little Bo Peep. Little Red Riding Hood hip hopping to the beat with the piggies. Yes, us piggies. Three piggies rocking in the barn tonight. The sheep said back, cow said moo. Cool red rooster said rock-a-doodle-doo with the piggies. Yes, piggies. Three piggies rocking in the barn tonight. Goldilocks went looking for the three bears. They were boogie popping like they just didn't care with the piggies. Yes, piggies. Three piggies rocking in the barn tonight. Old MacDonald was plowing way down in the valley. Heard the pigs jamming, started dancing with Miss Sally. Oh, piggies. Yes, piggies. Three piggies rocking in the barn tonight. Old MacDonald was plowing way down in the valley. Heard the pigs jamming, started dancing with Miss Sally and piggies. Yes, piggies. three piggies rocking in the barn tonight. Rocking in the barn tonight. Rocking in the barn tonight. Say, rocking in the barn tonight. Piggies rocking in the barn tonight. 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 Rocking in the barn with the piggies. Rocking in the barn tonight.
Hi, I'm Corey Staton, the talented blind guy. You can visit my website at www.coreythetalentedblindguy.com. That's www.coreythetalentedblindguy.com. Here's a sneak peek of what's coming up next from Corey the Talented Blind Guy and Atun Pan the Talking Drums of Can't See for Looking Edutainment Incorporated. Long ago, in a land called Ouagadougou, there once lived a mighty king named Gnamba Fassa. Gnamba Fassa was a kind man who treated each and every person in his village as if they were part of his own family. However, many rainy seasons had passed, and Gnamba Fassa was now an old man. Soon the day would come for his replacement. Naturally, one would think that replacement would be his only son, whose name was Gassir. Gassir was a youthful reflection of his father. He was tall, muscular, and handsome. He was a mighty warrior, the mightiest of his people. But unlike his father, Gassir was selfish, and he only thought of himself. And he spent his days finding ways to chase his own glory. Impatiently, Gassir ran to the elder of his village and said, "Elder, tell me, when will I become the king of Ouagadougou? Gnamba Fassa, my father, is getting old, and Ouagadougou needs a strong man to lead them. I am that man, for I am the mightiest warrior of our people. I am Gassir."
"Ah, yes, Gassir. You are Gnamba Fassa's only son, and by right, you should be the next king of Ouagadougou. But you are not fit to lead anyone, anywhere, at any time. You do not think of others. You only think of yourself. You spend your days chasing your own foolish glory and at the suffering of others. Gassir, because you like to hear people sing your praises, why not become a griot? Tell your own stories, sing your own praises, learn to play some sort of instrument. I know you do not understand what I'm saying to you, Gassir, but go, sit beneath the wisdom tree. Listen to the bird song of the partridges, and when you have understood their words, you will understand mine."
Gassir stalked off angrily to the wisdom tree. He flopped down beneath its branches and listened to the song of the partridges as they sang underneath the evening sun. One partridge fluttered about and began to sing a song of victory. A song of how he had done battle and killed a mighty snake. Gassir heard the song, and he understood, and he thought to himself, "If I too sing my own praises and tell my own stories, everyone will forever know that I am the mighty Gassir."